here to present community factors related to breastfeeding exclusivity and duration in Latinas based on a study conducted in Monterey County, California. Monterey County is located in the central coast of California. We are known as the salad bowl of the world, and I'm sure that every one of you has eaten a fruit or vegetable grown here. So why focus on Latinas and community factors? Latina women represent the highest percentages of birth in Monterey County, California. In 2006, 71%, there were 71% of the total births. The local Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies Coalition realized that to make institutional change in the hospitals, we needed county-specific data in regards to breastfeeding. Latina women have been shown to have the greatest disparity between exclusive breastfeeding percentages and any breastfeeding percentages at hospital discharge compared to any ethnic group in Monterey County. And this table demonstrates that. In 2003, 90.4% of Monterey County Latina women were breastfeeding to any extent, and that's the bottom red bar. And 40.5% were exclusively breastfeeding in the hospital, and that's the top red bar. I'm sorry, I switched those. The bottom red bar is the 40.5% were exclusively breastfeeding in the hospital, as compared to 86.1% of white women doing any breastfeeding and 74.5% of them exclusively breastfeeding. So the turquoise bars are white women and the red bars are the Latina women. And you can see that disparity shown there between the number of Latina women that are exclusive breastfeeding and doing any breastfeeding. Given the known association of poor health outcomes with lack of exclusive breastfeeding, the community is concerned about this wide disparity between any and exclusive breastfeeding Latinas so early after birth. The study sought to address community factors associated with exclusive breastfeeding and duration of breastfeeding by Latina women in Monterey County in the first 6 months of life and up to the first year. We defined a community factor as any external influence to the woman and not her own knowledge about breastfeeding. We felt that attention must be devoted to the influences of a woman's surroundings on her planned infant feeding practice. This is the study design, and the women who participated in the study were postpartum Latina women at least 18 years of age and who had delivered a healthy newborn. All participant recruitment was performed by Promotora surveyors. The Promotora surveyors were bicultural women of Latina descent and bilingual in Spanish and English. A Promotora is a community worker who is responsible for raising awareness of health and education issues to their peers. For this study, the role of the Promotora was limited only to recruitment of participants and administration of the surveys at four county hospitals. The first survey was conducted at recruitment in the hospital face-to-face. If the woman planned to not breastfeed, we did not continue to contact her. The follow-up surveys were conducted at 1 week, 2 months, 6 months, 9 months, and 12 months postpartum. An exit survey was conducted at any one of those follow-up contacts if the woman stated that she was no longer breastfeeding and only formula feeding her infant. All follow-up surveys were conducted by phone. The results and breastfeeding outcomes for this study were determined using the following definitions for exclusive breastfeeding at 1 week, 6 months, and 12 months postpartum. At 1 week, we had the peer breastfeeding definition of breast milk only, no formula foods or liquids. At 6 months and 12 months postpartum, the definition was breast milk, foods and other liquids, but no formula. We allowed food and other liquids, but no formula in the six-month definition, due to this population's high prevalence to introduction of solids and juice at 6 months, before or at 6 months. Our main concern was absence of formula at 6 months and at 12 months. We recruited 1,002 women were recruited and met the study criteria. A high percentage of the women were low income. Participants of the WIC program had a government-funded birth, born in Mexico, and preferred to speak Spanish and no high school education. This is percent exclusive breastfeeding at 1 week, 6 months, and 12 months of the 646 Latina women that completed an exit interview. They were not lost to follow-up. not quite sure why we see more women 1% higher at 12 months exclusively breastfeeding compared to 18% at 6 months. It could be since we have our number one industry is agriculture and it's seasonal work. Maybe women, when they stop working, they stop combo feeding, or some women stop work when they go back to work. They realize, what I've been told by people who work at WIC, sometimes the babies, when they introduce the formula, the babies won't accept it. So some women actually stop working. But there's a number of reasons that we just don't know why. In the following slides, for all the factors analyzed, exclusive breastfeeding outcomes at 1 week, 6 months, and 12 months were assessed using chi-square analysis. The N is also based on all the women we had data for at that time period. So I only review those factors of significance. These are the prenatal factors analyzed for the prenatal period, and the first one is the only one that was of significance. This factor received formula marketing materials and formula samples, had a significant association, and this is a demonstration of that. Women were asked if they received any information about formula feeding, coupons for formula, or samples for formula during pregnancy. Those who said yes had significantly lower exclusive breastfeeding percentages at 12 months postpartum compared to those women who said no. We just looked at the significance at 1 week, 6 months, and 12 months. And we also did after. I'll show you those from the. These are the hospital community factors. I have them broken up into three periods: prenatal, hospital, and postpartum. So these are the hospital community factors analyzed. Statistical significance was found with those shown in white, and you can see that they are most of them. This shows percent exclusive breastfeeding by time after birth, the infant first breastfed. Women who breastfed their baby within the first 60 minutes after birth, shown in the first blue bar, had significantly higher exclusive breastfeeding percentages at 1 week and continue to have significantly higher exclusive breastfeeding percentages at 6 months and 12 months postpartum compared to those women who did not breastfeed their baby in the first 60 minutes after birth. These are other hospital community factors. Women who were offered a pacifier by a hospital staff person for their baby to use had significantly lower exclusive breastfeeding percentages at 6 months and 12 months postpartum. Women who experienced breastfeeding problems while in the hospital had significantly lower exclusive breastfeeding percentages at 1 week postpartum. Women who were not provided information about where to get breastfeeding help by the hospital staff had significantly lower exclusive breastfeeding percentages at 1 week postpartum. The women who answered yes to have been given a gift bag with formula or formula coupons in it had significantly lower exclusive breastfeeding percentages compared to those women who answered no. It is suggestive that the common hospital practice of distributing gift bags with formula or formula coupons to breastfeeding women has a significant negative effect on exclusive breastfeeding. A set of questions was asked to determine if mothers and infants had the opportunity for 24-hour rooming in during the hospital stay. It was found that a great number of infants were separated from their mothers for unknown reasons after they were together. Women who reported that there were times the baby was not with her after they were together had significantly lower exclusive breastfeeding percentages at 1 week postpartum compared to those women who said no. Women who said that their baby received formula while still in the hospital had significantly lower exclusive breastfeeding percentages at 1 week and 6 months postpartum. It is very unlikely that these breastfeeding infants were being supplemented with formula for medical reasons, since the selection criteria for the study included only women with healthy newborns. These are the postpartum community factors. Statistical significance was found with those that are shown in white. At the 1 week postpartum contact, women were asked if they had or are having any problems with breastfeeding since leaving the hospital. Women who said yes had significantly lower exclusive breastfeeding percentages at 1 week, 6 months, and 12 months postpartum compared to women who had said no. Not sure if I said that. Those were breastfeeding problems. The second postpartum factor of significance was planning to go to work and school. Women who answered yes to the question, are you planning to go to work or to school, had significantly lower exclusive breastfeeding percentages at 1 week, 6 months, and 12 months postpartum compared to those women who answered no. All of the community factors found to have significance contributing to the cessation of exclusive breastfeeding, they can be grouped into the four categories as shown. Distribution of free commercial marketing materials, formula samples, and other commercial giveaways that market infant formula. Lack of hospitals implementation to the hospital policies recommended by the Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative. Lack of community resources for breastfeeding support. And lack of employer support for breastfeeding women. Based on the results, a community action plan was developed in collaboration with parents in 18 different community groups and individuals. Listed are some of the main action recommendations. The community is very concerned about the excess formula marketing to women. They want healthcare providers, prenatal programs, and hospitals to refrain from accepting, displaying, and distributing formula samples and commercial marketing materials and giveaways that market infant formula. From the study results, it appears that marketing of formula has a stronger influence in infant feeding practices than the prenatal education infant information provided in classes and by others. The community wants hospitals to implement the baby-friendly hospital initiative's 10 steps to successful breastfeeding. Women had higher exclusive breastfeeding percentages if they were exposed to hospital practices that are recommended by the initiative. This is also seen in other research. They want to see an increase in the availability of culturally appropriate peer educators and lactation services and clinics, postpartum education programs, and community-based programs. The community wants health care providers and postpartum education programs to instruct women how to maintain breastfeeding if planning to go to work or to school. This instruction should start in the prenatal period and continue into the postpartum period. Our biggest challenge, though, is with women who work in agriculture and how to support them while they're working in the field. The community wants healthcare providers and postpartum education programs to inform women about the California Lactation Accommodation Law, starting in the prenatal period and continuing into the postpartum period. In California, state law requires all employers to provide a space and time for women, breastfeeding women, to pump their milk at work, and this does not exclude agriculture employers. Lastly, the community wants all employers to implement California's lactation accommodation law and for employers to inform women about their lactation accommodation rates. However, progress is being made and community change is happening to increase exclusive breastfeeding rates among Latina women in our community. Monterey County now has one baby-friendly designated hospital. Latinas that delivered their baby at this hospital had an 88.7 in-hospital exclusive breastfeeding rate in 2006, the highest of all hospitals in the county. Two hospitals have submitted their letter of intent to become baby-friendly. Nurse training based on the baby-friendly 10 steps has occurred at all county hospitals. Our local WIC program has implemented a breastfeeding peer counseling program. One hospital hired two lactation consultants. Information about the lactation accommodation law has been distributed to the hospitality industry, that's our second highest industry there, and agricultural packing shed. In addition, the WIC program is now informing all women about their rights under the lactation accommodation law. And they increase the number of Lohner electric breast pumps available to working moms. And best of all hospital exclusive breastfeeding rates for Latinas for the countywide has increased from 40.5% in 2003 to 59.9% in 2006. So thank you very much.